Hello, hello to my lovely listeners. Hopefully, your weekend was great, your weeks are good, and you're ready and excited to hear more about what else we can do to add to those lovely weeks and weekends and life in general. And today, I was thinking about, how we go through these transformations and changes. And how amazing it is to look over them. And I don't know if you do this or not, but if you don't, maybe this will spark some thoughts, right? And get you to look at your transitions from a different perspective in a way that helps you to learn from them and to see farther ahead in a sense, but also trust more and more in you, and that's how then you get to express more of yourself because you gain that trust, and we've talked about this a lot. The biggest challenge I see with being able to fall within this feeling of sense, because it's a feeling to trust and just say, I know I got this. It's a matter of time, patience, process, transitions, and a little bit of thoughts. That's why these topics, thoughts that can help you to think outside the box, and then you'll get your own aha moments. I have them all the time. I love them. Today I just had one recently and I was like, oh my gosh, and that is what then sparked my idea as well, because from the aha moment I thought of a previous in a earlier time, how it was for me and how it is today, and I saw that change, and it was just like, oh, I really should make sure the people who tune into the podcast have these notions as well. So let's get into it a little bit. But what I'm trying to say is that you can learn from how you see you've transformed or changed, if you however you prefer to term it. And this is important because we don't usually look back necessarily in that sort of way, right? Like, I don't know if you say, oh, I used to control things or want to control things, and then as you pursued your journey, realize that control is an illusion. I mean, it really is, and I talk for personally from experience on this one because I like to control, to organize, and the whole thing about not judging harshly, that too. I using words makes it very difficult, at least for me, to express fully what I'm trying to say because I know the feelings attached to certain words, not to mention the fact that every person has a different interpretation of words. And so sometimes the words I have to use to express these thoughts, I feel they don't express fully what I'm trying to actually say, and then they distort the message. But if, let's say, you are a person who is trying to get somewhere, usually in one way or another, you have your own organization. You have a way that you measure it, right? And sometimes it's based on you. Sometimes it's based on you and others, and other times it's only based on others, meaning society. And these are those components you want to identify. So first, it's all about finding out more within yourself. So, for example, for me, control, when I had my aha moment about it, I realized it was a way for me to feel secure, to make sure I did everything right. And life then showed me how everything is always going to be fine because as long as you persevere, things will unfold and everything has its timing. And so, learning from your transitions is about looking at those characteristics of yourself that you've been able to identify, finding out new ones, obviously, because there's always more to uncover depending on how much you've learned of yourself or not as you've become in this inner growth journey, and then looking to see, wow, it really does work the way I thought it would, because you will have that realization, because if you know your heart and you're following your heart, then you're going in that direction. It's just a matter of time to reach that place fully, if this makes sense, which hopefully it does. So call on in and let me know about your experiences or find me on Twitter.